Love all that, but the most important thing to me this Holy Saturday was when the three candidates were standing up here, and they had the courage to each one of them individually say, as I questioned them, they said, "We believe everything that the Holy Catholic Church teaches. We believe everything that the Holy Catholic Church teaches. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Today we hear that very common story of poor doubting Thomas. We don't know why he wasn't there the first week, where was what he was doing. There's been speculation on what he was doing, why wasn't he there. And so he comes back, and he hears this unbelievable story that the risen Jesus has come into their midst behind locked doors. He showed up. And his disciples say, "We've seen the risen Jesus." And Thomas says, "I don't believe you." Thomas is not believing Jesus. If you read the story carefully, he really just doesn't believe the disciples' story. He says, "I don't understand how you guys can understand that stuff and believe that stuff." And so he's doubting their story, which is the fundamental thing of our Catholic faith, that Jesus rose from the dead. I would venture to say that there's few Catholics who have developed a mature faith who have not had at some point in their journey serious questions about God. Why, God, did you let my spouse die? Why, God, did you let my loved one get cancer? Why, God, are you now letting all those people suffer in the Ukraine? Those serious questions that we ask God, and St. Thomas is the patron saint of all of us who sometimes struggle to believe what everybody else in church seems that it's so easy for them to believe that. Why am I sitting in the pew and I just don't believe certain things? Everybody looks like they're fine with it. For many, that struggle and not getting an answer from God causes them to lose their faith. I can't be a Catholic because I don't believe this. I can't be a Catholic because I don't agree with what this is or that. Fill in the blank for what you want to fill in. They want understanding. They want explanation before they'll accept faith. And in my mind, they have things completely turned around. Saint Anselm is a saint that we celebrated his feast just this week. And he talked about theology. Theology is the study of God. And he said theology is faith seeking understanding, not understanding seeking faith. Saint Anselm was saying that we are people of faith first. We're not people of understanding. We first believe, and then we seek to understand, not the other way around. Faith is a gift from God that we get freely. We don't earn it. We don't learn it. After we have faith, then we seek understanding for what we're doing. We don't pray for understanding to God. We pray for faith. Our connection with God doesn't depend on explanations, but belief. We believe first, then we strive to understand. And sometimes we get the understanding, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes all we're left with is a mystery. Sometimes the understanding comes into our hearts, and it can't come into our minds. But we are not to throw our faith away because we don't understand something. The church did not abandon Thomas. In our gospel story, Thomas is not there the first week, and he doesn't believe anything that the disciples were telling him. They didn't get rid of them. You don't hear that Thomas was thrown out of the assembly because he did not believe. You don't hear anything like that. In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus appears to his disciples. He appears risen through locked doors. And Jesus does not give them an explanation. He gives them a relationship. He gives them peace. And what type of a relationship does Jesus offer as the risen Christ? He offers a wounded one. He makes a point of showing them his wounds. The relationship that Jesus offers us in faith is a participation in our wounds. Now, maybe at some point in your life, you've been wounded by the church. Maybe somebody in the church has been mean, been not welcoming to you. Maybe at some point in your life, you have wounded yourself by the way you've led your life. Or maybe you've wounded another person that you love. We all come to Jesus and God wounded. And Jesus says, without explanation, I come to you wounded as well. Here's my wounds. I appreciate and accept your wounds. I understand your doubts. I understand your need for explanations. I understand, and I agree to walk with you and be with you in the wounded. Jesus knows how it feels to be wounded. And so what he does offer us, as you heard, is shalom. Peace be with you. Shalom is a Hebrew word that means a lot more than just peace or hello. It means that I come to you with an open heart. I come to you not holding anything against you. I trust you. I'm coming to you completely open. Jesus offers us his mercy and his love without condition, without explanation, without any of that. And we in the church are not to condemn anyone. We are to listen to them. We are to offer every person that we see shalom, an open heart. That's who we are as a faith community. I want you to have that same enthusiastic faith that I saw in our three candidates, Courtney, Ross, and Andrew. When they were up here, they were thrilled to proclaim that they believe everything that the Catholic Church believes. How many of you could stand up here with that enthusiasm today? That's what Easter's about. That's what divine mercy is about, is to accept the relationship that Jesus offers us and to accept the faith with enthusiasm. Now, I know Courtney and Ross and Andrew were standing up here. They don't know everything about the Catholic faith. I didn't question them. I didn't pull out the catechism. I'm sure they have a lot of whys. Why does the church believe this? Why does the church believe that? But they understood. The Catholic faith is not a philosophy. It's not something where, here's all the proofs, I can prove this to you. It's a faith. We pray for faith, not for understanding. It's okay to have doubts, but if doubts are jeopardizing your faith and jeopardizing your relationship with the Catholic Church, don't pray for understanding. Pray for faith. Pray for that connection with the wounded Jesus. And your prayer should be as simple as, Jesus, I trust in you.